Liberal special interests are very powerful in Washington. They get their power by keeping as many people dependent on government aid as possible. This quest for more dependence led to some very strange laws. Perhaps the strangest of all said that the police could not be told the address of any fugitive felon collecting food stamps, welfare, Medicaid, disability, or any other federal assistance program. Stand with Peter Bluth. Paid for by the Bluth for Congress Committee. Teachers in our state aren't covered by Social Security. They're covered by the state teachers' retirement system. Unfortunately, like Social Security, the teachers' plan is in trouble. It's been underfunded for years. But we can fix things. We can amend the state constitution and require the governor and legislature to fully fund the system. Senate Joint Resolution 18 is the first step to doing just that. Call your legislators and tell them you support our teachers and Senate Joint Resolution 18. And they should, too. Bill O'Malley, a Democrat, was our district attorney for many years. Bill knew that this job demands real professionalism. Regrettably, Bill died last year. The governor selected a Republican to carry on that tradition of nonpartisan professionalism, Mike Sullivan. Keep Plymouth County a special place. Elect Mike Sullivan, district attorney. New Hampshire, as conservative as any state in the Union. But the winds of political change were blowing, and suddenly no Republican candidate was a shoo-in. Thus, the challenge: to re-elect conservative Republican Senator Bob Smith, who faced a formidable Democrat opponent and former two-term Congressman Dick Sweat.
Do you believe in tomorrow? Claudine Schneider does. That's why she's working in Washington to solve the problems that threaten our tomorrow. For leadership that works today and assures a tomorrow we can all look forward to. Re-elect Claudine Schneider. She's a leader we can be proud of.
It seems every time local politicians say they want to hear what voters think, they really want to tell voters what to think. That's exactly what's happening with the Regional Mobility Panel studying Metrobus service. They hold public meetings, but they don't really listen to the riders and taxpayers who rely on Metrobus. Let's keep Metrobus for all of us. For more information, visit ATU Local 689's website at www.atulocal689.org. A message from ATU Local 689. Courage, imagination, and hard work. A better way to do what's right. Mike Murphy, the congressman for all of us.